Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are looking at the issue for the week of June 13th, 2011, with a cover story on acrylates. Rocketing acrylate prices could open the door to alternative production technologies, it seems. For more than 2 years, the price of acrylic acid has risen steeply. Consumers complain, but producers say margins must improve to justify the very investments that would allow output to increase and prices to soften. Production capacity is only half the problem. There is also the cost of propylene, acrylic acid's main feedstock. It has risen almost as quickly, and there is no sign that it will return to its previous levels soon. The economics of acrylic acid may have changed for good. A change may not be so bad, however. Propylene oxidation did not always dominate acrylic acid manufacturing, and the day may come when it no longer does. Complementary production technologies based on alternative feedstocks are being developed, and each penny added to the cost of propylene hastens commercialization for one or more of them. Then, I contributed an article taking a look at polyester feedstock monoethylene glycol, or MEG. Pricing has been up and down, demand is weak, and the outlook is uncertain. At the start of the year, there were expectations of too much supply. Now a series of plant shutdowns have increased market tightness, with worries that there will not be enough product to satisfy growing demand. In March, Asian MEG prices were expected to fall after a long uptrend due to ample supply. Sentiment was bearish, and since then, several producers have felt compelled to announce a number of planned turnarounds. Then we have a feature on the current M&A boom. It seems mergers and acquisitions in the chemical sector have rallied since the middle of last year, creating opportunities to reshape the European petrochemical market. But will it lead to a more competitive landscape? Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Elsewhere in the magazine, we have an exclusive interview with the CEO of U.S.-based specialty chemicals company Ashland. Learn more about the company's planned $3.2 billion acquisition of International Specialty Products. Then, among the magazine's regular weekly columns, we look at how weak demand in China is driving down polyethylene prices there. Import demand in China is weak, largely because of tightened credit lines and power shortages. In another article, the focus stays with China, as ICIS Chemical Business looks at the growing bioplastics industry there. Overall, bioplastics capacity in China today is around 7,000 tons a year, with more capacity expected this year if several announced plant startups actually come online. Current bioplastics demand in China is still quite small due to higher price, but it is beginning to grow in some niche applications, such as cosmetics in Hong Kong. Also, the concern by the Chinese government on the use of oil for plastics, driven by overall increasing oil demand, is creating domestic interest in bioplastics as well. Then we spotlight an interview with the CEO of Thailand-based polyethylene terephthalate manufacturer Indorama Ventures. The company is expanding capacity at its recently acquired production site in Poland. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. All this and so much, much more can be found in the latest issue. We're not on newsstands, so subscribe today. Thanks for listening. Good night.